This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Well, they've got a brand new single coming out. It is called Honest. It is an absolute banger. We're going to play it for you very shortly. But before we do, Em caught up with them a little bit earlier and had a chat to them about what the band's up to and their new single. Have a listen.
Hey, Ruben. Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me. It's our pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure indeed. You've just released a brand new single, Honest, which features Slater. Can you tell us what you wanted the feel of the track to be and what the inspiration behind it was?
Well, look, the inspo behind it was Adam and I, we'd had a couple of weeks of serious partying and, you know, it was on a day that we decided we'd try sweat it out and go for a big hike.
Okay.
And we're doing this walk in Sydney, which is like called the Spit to Manly. It's a lot of hills and it's a well-known walk, but we got there and it was 1 p.m. and it was like 38 degrees. And Adam goes, oh man, let's just run it, get it over and done with.
What?
This is a mountain hike that hardly anyone was there walking it because it was so hot, too hot to walk. And he was like, nah, we'll run it. And oh my giddy gosh. We were so delirious afterwards that when we got to the studio, I was just like, man, I don't think we can work today. And he's like, yeah, nah, screw it. Let's not try and make anything. Let's just, listen to some tunes. And we were listening to some Fortet. We were listening to some Bicep and started just experimenting with just guitar plucks. And then he was like, dude, just keep plucking that guitar. And then he got a little drum beat together and I was like, man, these plucks are going nowhere. And so just got some chords and some interesting, major chords that didn't work together. And it kind of felt, unique and fun. And then just started plucking to those chords and then eventually stripped out the piano and it was just those guitar plucks. And we were like, oh, okay, this is sounding fun. And we're straight away all right, let's get KLP in the studio. She's a good friend of ours and brings a very, very positive vibe to the studio and just makes work not feel like work. So we love working with her. She's the best. And so we started ripping melody ideas with her, started going imagining, telling her the story of how delirious we were the previous day because we'd been running and running and running.
Nice.
And that's straight away. We just started the song off and then we're just the mountains, the raindrops, and just started going down that rabbit hole. You know, a little bit of Crystal Fighters, I follow. And before we knew it, there were some ideas together and we didn't, fight it too hard. We just let it take its place. And then KLP was like, imagine if there was a section on the drop where it just went, oh, well.
So good. So a delirious accident.
It was a complete accident. But it eventually came together and we'd been fans of Slater for a long time. We're like, you know what? Let's try get Slater on this one. And oh my giddy gosh, when Slater, it just worried, after KLP's vibe on there that, we'd lose a bit of that energy. But Slater brought, her own flavor and her hyperpop, vibe. And she transformed it into the song it is now, which is everything we could want.
So fantastic. So a bunch of great minds came together. You spoke about working with Slater and with KLP. I can imagine crowds screaming along to this song, Honest. Are you looking forward to bringing this song to crowds?
Well, here's the funny bit. We wrote it a year ago and started playing it in our sets 6 months ago. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, we first played it at Bass in the Grass in Darwin in July last year and it went off. It went off harder than Chemicals, which was a song people know and they'd known for 6 months. It went off harder than some songs people probably bought tickets to go and see.
Wow.
It went off so hard. And by that second drop, everyone was chanting that, the OAO. And, the road test is important. The friend test is good because friends will always say, if the right friends will always tell you when it's no good. But if it's, the crowd test is super important. And I think, you know, having like a song with like 60 vocal layers all stacked together, it kind of fits, you know, the crowd vibe. And it's something we've been doing since like High, and all of our songs have like heaps of vocal stacks and it seems to work well. Yeah, so this one had quite the road testing and was always just one of the biggest songs in the set and no one even knew it. So we're like, all right, let's put it out.
100%, you've got to. Now let's speak about songs like High. Let's just celebrate some of your accolades for a moment. You've gone 5 times platinum with Stranger, 4 times platinum with Fire, 3 times platinum with High. I'm sure we're set to see Honest go platinum too. What do you think it is about one word titles that work so well for you?
Whoa, that's the first time I've ever been asked that. Holy dooly, that's a great question. Stranger, High and Fire, and they are the songs which have done the best. Okay, Honest, wow, here we go.
Yeah, I've got a prediction. Right. Maybe I've got it right.
You're setting us up for now. Yeah, now there's a goal that we didn't see before.
I'm sorry.
Failure, to be honest. So no, that's it's funny. I don't know. I think we never ever think about the title, but when there's a title with lots of words, and it's a problem with small titles, is there's another 100 songs with that exact same title. So true. It kind of makes it difficult to stick with like a song called Fire, for example, because there'd be about, I reckon, probably 200 songs called Fire. And High has like, yeah, there's so many. We've worked on another song called High You Are by What's So Not. And so like High, and then our friends put out a song called High in America. That one in particular is hilarious, how many songs there are called High. But yeah, I guess it just simplicity of it, you know, it's nice. Heaps of words gets a bit confusing.
We have been speaking about your brand new track, Honest. You've won 2 ARIAs and there's so many accolades that I've mentioned and some that I haven't. What is next for Peking Duck?
Next steps for us are to not have any next steps, because time we're thinking about something coming up, or if we get, you know, hold our hopes high for a song, like for example, we put out Chemicals last year, and you know, we're in the lead up, so many people were like, oh, this is such a big song, this is blah blah, and we were like, it's just another song. And I think that for us is something really important, is to not let people tell us something's going to do well, because Chemicals, it did fine, and it was, you know, in the Hottest 100. It did some great things, but like, you know, it got nowhere near that, you know, High, Stranger, Fire level. And so I think for us, you know, just the main thing to focus on is the here and now, is just to have fun getting in studio and have fun going to gigs. And if the gig goes ahead, that's a huge bonus.
Isn't it, just? It's a wild time, so you have to celebrate the small wins, I imagine.
Exactly. Even like on last Saturday in Bribie Island, Queensland, we're like, oh my God, this gig might actually go ahead because we'd made it to soundcheck. And then even later that evening, the winds picked up. It wasn't even COVID related, but we were still so just unfazed by like the concept of the gig shutting down 2 hours before we were meant to play. And we're like, what? I mean, the story of our lives right now. So straight away, we're like, all right. Hit up the promoter, we're like, hey, if you need us to, or if you want, like, we'll jump on, like, at, like, a local pub or something, you know, just do a DJ set. We'll do 4 DJ sets around town if we can. And he's like, all right, cheers, guys. Thanks. Good to know you got my back.
Well, I feel like it's going to be more music and just, like, Honest. I really enjoy the track. We play it heaps at Joy already. Thank you so much for chatting to us on Joy Drive, Ruben.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.